We're still, as you know, in the Sermon on the Mount. And this is advice about what's the object of our life? What are we doing here? And he says, now look out. Don't make the object of your life, or even the preoccupation of your life, to store up treasures on earth. It's a waste of time. You're going to die, they're going to stay there. And you're not going to take them with you. And if you live a long time, by the time you won't have used them up. And moth and decay destroy them. And how long can you keep food in the fridge? Even in the fridge. But store up treasures in heaven. Now, how do you do that? How do you store up treasures in heaven? You do the will of God. And you listen to the Holy Spirit all throughout the day. And do the will of God. And that's how, you see. Because where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. If my treasure is, oh, I don't know, money, or a new car, or comfort, or then that's where my heart is. But if my treasure is Jesus, then that's where my heart is. And my life will be centered around Him. And listening to Him, and serving Him, and rejoicing to hear from Him. And so, it's up to us. We're getting toward the end of that section, Martin, the Sermon on the Mount. Now he says, let's look at it this way. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. You can see where you're going, if your eye is sound. But if your eye is not sound, you see, then your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be? What's the point there? The lamp of the body is the eye, but the lamp of the person is the heart. And what's your heart like? What are you preoccupied with? What makes your day? And you know, when you meet somebody really holy, you know that the preoccupation of their life is Jesus. You know it. What our Lord is saying is here, that's where you want to look, folks. And make sure that you're searching for me and listening to me all day. I know what you need. I know what the world needs. And whatever your part is in bringing that to the world, just listen to me and I'll tell you. But I want your whole heart. I don't want 100 other things, you know. And so that reminds me, I don't know why, this Protestant pastor married, but he was quite friendly with a lot of the women in his church. And finally his wife said, look, I'm going to go get another bed and sleep over there because there's too many women in this bed with me. I'm not your only wife. He might not have actually been sinning, you know, physically, but his preoccupations were all over the place, making sure all the ladies were happy. They weren't with his wife. And so we have to watch that. What's, you know, is my ego, my comfort, my money, is that bigger to me than Jesus and his will and his desire for my life? That's what this text is telling us.